And so here are some sound treatment mistakes that you absolutely do not want to make.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast on Podcasting. It's your host, Adam AAA Adams. And yes, we are talking about sound treatment mistakes. This is pitfall number 18. And it's some sound treatment mistakes that other podcasters have made. They've paved the wrong way. And you don't want to make these mistakes. So I'm gonna share a few of them with you right now. Number one is you don't care about the room that you're in. That's a huge mistake. You don't care about the room at all. For example, you might be recording in a kitchen with tile and, you know, hard surfaces, granite countertops, tons of windows. You're right next to a sliding glass door, and it just makes it sound like you are in a giant auditorium. When you're using your mic, you're hearing way too much of the room, even if you're using the right mic that we talked about in one of the previous episodes. Additionally, when you're using a closet, a lot of people are like, well, I care about the room and I was told I need to go into a closet. Well, when you're using that closet, I think you're using it a little bit wrong, or other podcasters have used it wrong. You're going to use it right if you end up using the closet at all. And so here's just an example. I had a guest on my podcast and she's 21 years old. Awesome girl and totally cares about the environment. She's from Australia. You'll hear that episode, I'm sure, pretty soon. But when she went into the podcast, and not to, what's the word for it? I'm not here disparaging against her at all. I loved having her on the podcast. It's just that when she went in her closet, she went and moved all of the clothes. The one thing that takes away that reverb, the problem that you're hearing, she took all the clothes out. And it's like, why even go in the closet if you're going to just turn that room? I don't know if you can call a closet a room. If you're going to turn that space into a sound echo chamber, then it's not going to work. You want to leave the clothes there. So, of course, I already mentioned this, but recording in the kitchen is an issue, and any room with tile. So perhaps you're going to record in a bathroom or a kitchen or in the bathtub. All of these places where you have a whole bunch of flat, non-porous surfaces, the sound is just going to echo off of those windows and other things like that. Another issue, another pitfall for sound treatment mistakes is that podcasters are recording right next to a window. There's two issues, and I already mentioned one of them a couple of times. Non-porous surface, well, a perfect example of a non-porous surface where sound can reverb, sound can echo off, is a window. But the other issue with the window is a lot of times you'll have road noise or people, foot traffic walking by, having a conversation, dogs barking, lawns mowing, etc., horns honking. And so you don't want to record next to a window. And if you are next to a window, it's generally a good idea to cover up that window with some sound treatment. So the obvious question that you're asking is, what sound treatment should I use? And the main focus here is acoustic panels. Acoustic panels are generally fairly expensive. And if they're not expensive, then they suck. And you don't want sound acoustic panels that suck. And these cheaper panels are generally the panels that are like 1 inch, 1.5 inches, or sometimes in that 2 inch range thick. The acoustic panels that start getting good is when they're about 2.5 inches. That's when you start really being able to see some benefit. If what you can afford today is the cheaper sound acoustic panels, where you're going to set it next to you, maybe cover up the window with it, and you're on a budget, so not only are you going to use the cheapest ones, but you also are wanting to use the smallest amount of them, then the best way to use those acoustic panels for sound, I want to call it soundproofing, but it's really not soundproofing. It's, I don't know, it's like those watches that don't want to say that they're waterproof. They're only water resistant. So we'll call it sound resistant. Instead of calling it soundproofing, let's just call it sound treatment. And so when you're getting these acoustic panels, one of the places where you can put them that's going to give you the best amount of value is as close to your mouth as possible. So one example is if you only had enough to do just a few square feet, one thing that you could do is either build a little cave right next to your mouth or just set them in the corner of your room. And so it's just right there in the corner. And maybe it doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. It doesn't go all the way to the ground. It's only a couple of feet above your head, a couple of feet below your head, and it only comes out a couple of feet. Then you're going to set your microphone right there. Additionally, you could do that in your closet. And instead of like moving all of your clothes away, you'll put a couple of clothing items right next to you on one side, a couple of clothing items on the other side of you as well. And you might even take one and find a way to just put it against the wall as the other wall. You're kind of in a little cave of clothing or these acoustic panels. Additionally, if you're recording in an office, you want to make sure that your office has carpet. Well, if it doesn't have carpet, maybe you could go and buy a cheap rug. It just enough rug to help that sound from reverb and making it sound a little like a little like this. You don't want it to sound like this. You know what I mean? So anyway, I hope that part helps. And then if you're using acoustic panels, you want them as thick as you can afford, and you want to use as many as you can, and you want to keep them as close to you as you can. A helpful hint is the smaller the room or closet that you can get into, the quicker and easier and faster and cheaper it's going to be for you to treat that room. So there's a few sound treatment mistakes. And another one is just how you use your microphone. Of course, I think we've already told you not to use a condenser mic, but instead use a dynamic mic, because that's really going to try its best to hear only what's right next to the microphone, compared to like a condenser mic, which is incredibly sensitive and picks up all of the other sounds. So yeah, have a mic. And one of the things that you can do as well, and this is because it's with your microphone itself, is to get a larger windscreen. So generally, if you see that foam on the outside of your microphone that really just covers your microphone, I'm going to scratch mine so you can kind of hear it. With that piece right there, you can get a larger windscreen. So there's pop filters that go in front of it, and you might want to use a pop filter. Now, if you're recording video, pop filters really just cover you up. And one way that I work on trying not to need a pop filter is either using a bigger windscreen or finding a way to talk just past the microphone instead of right into the microphone. Because when you make the pop, I hope you got that. And I hope it didn't sound too bad or whatever. But if you go and get a little bit more thicker windscreen for your filter, one that fits, it should be able to additionally help you to get rid of some of those other sounds and the plosives with some of your letters, especially the P. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that will be able to help you out with this. Yes, one other thing is you're recording right in front of your computer screen very often. You're right in front of your computer screen. And if you're anything like me, you need multiple computer screens. So I've got three computer screens, one in front of me and the other two right next as well. And unfortunately, my desk is not made of carpet. So if you're having a little bit of an issue where you're still getting a bit of echo, even though you've treated some of your room, then you might be able to go and grab a couple of like pillows or even just a blanket or an Afghan and set it on your desk or cover up the unused computer screens while you're recording. That can also support you to be able to have a little bit less of that echo or reverb. And finally, the last thing that I want to share with you that can help you get a better sound is to make sure that both you and your guest are wearing earphones, headphones. So you can, if you want, you can definitely find a way to use AirPods to hear. However, they don't give you as much of that sound as if you wear those big headphones that kind of look a little clunky. I use them all the time. And not only do I use those headphones, but I make sure that I can hear my voice and my guest's voice. So the two things that you're going to want to think about when using these headphones is, A, you want to make sure that your sound goes into your headphones. That way you know exactly how you sound, because a couple of things might happen. You might use too much of your voice. For example, if you're wearing those headphones and you can't really hear yourself because it doesn't come through the computer, well, you're going to be speaking a lot louder. You're going to be putting more force past your vocal cords, and you'll start to strain your vocal cords, and you'll actually lose your voice a lot faster. So if you're able to hear yourself, that won't happen. Plus, you'll make sure that you're always talking in the right direction. One thing that you'll learn over time is if you turn your head like this, or you turn your hair like this, or you look up, or whatever it is, or if you're talking and you put your hand in front of your mouth just for a second, that's also going to take away some of that sound. But you start to notice that when you can actually hear yourself with those headphones. So there's another helpful tip. And the other piece that you might want to know about those headphones is if your sound or if your guest's sound comes out of your speakers, it might go back into your microphone. It'll come out of your speakers from the guest and go into your microphone. And there will be an additional echo where it kind of has a loop and it keeps bringing in. Just like if you were at a conference and they put the mic in the wrong place, they put the microphone in front of the speaker. You don't want to be able to have the sound coming from your guest out of your speakers, but back in to your microphone, because that'll just have a really bad sound. So headphones will actually get rid of that. And it only solves it all the way if not only you are wearing headphones, and that your guest's sound is coming to your ears, not through your computer, but also making sure that your guest wears headphones. And that's the hardest part. The hardest part is being a dickhead and being like, look, I'm not going to record this interview if you don't have headphones. I told you in the original email that you needed headphones and you aren't wearing them. So we're not going to record this, because it feels so bad to be an asshole to your guest. It doesn't feel good. You don't want to do it, and you don't want to hurt their feelings. And it took a long time to maybe get them on. And, you know, it's human beings tend to do whatever the least awkward thing is. And for you, when they're right in front of you, your guest, and they're not wearing headphones, you're like, ah, I guess we just won't worry about it this time, because human beings do the least awkward thing. So that could be a huge mistake. Make sure that you have the confidence to just stand up and say, hey, look, I asked you to do it. You're not doing it. Let's just reschedule the interview. No big deal. So I want to give you that permission to be able to be that asshole when you need to make sure that you have really good sound quality. You're going to wear headphones. They're going to wear headphones. You're going to do your best to treat your room. And if their sound is really echoey, maybe you ask them, hey, can you get a blanket or a couple of pillows? Just put them right on your desk, right underneath your mouth, so that I don't hear so much of that echo. It'll help pull a lot of that away and allow you to sound better. And as you sound better and as your podcast sounds better, more people will be likely to listen to it. So there's your tips for sound treatment in two episodes from now. This is episode 16. In episode 18, we're going to actually be talking about podcast hosting platforms and a little bit more about you really truly get what you pay for. And I'll share with you a few podcast hosting platforms that I prefer, so you make sure that you're using the right one. And as a reminder, if you are looking for a sound treatment, if you want to buy some of those acoustic panels that we talked about, or if you want to find a little bit larger windscreen for your microphone, then those will be found actually on our PDF, and that PDF is free to you. And you'll be able to literally, there's Amazon links, so you can click on any of those that you want. And it's a direct way to be able to purchase those products for yourself. So the way to find that is growyourshow.com/PDF. Simple enough. It's our website, growyourshow.com/PDF. And then you'll be able to have the PDF and select any of the sound treatment that you're going to be able to need to sound better behind the mic. That's a wrap. This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.